If you didn't have faith, then you weren't anything. There was just the dark. He shuddered in the gloom. Was the god silent, or was there no one to speak? He tried praying again, more desperately this time, fragments of childish prayer, losing control of the words and even their direction, so that they tumbled out and soared away into the universe addressed simply to the Occupier. The rain dripped off his hat. He knelt and waited in the wet darkness and listened to his own mind and remembered and took out the Book of Om once more and made a great light. The coach thundered through pine trees by a lake, struck a tree root, lost a wheel, and skidded to a halt on its side as the horses bolted. Igor picked himself up, lurched to the coach, and raised a door.
"Sorry about that," he said. "I'm afraid this always happens when the master isn't on board. Everyone all right down there?"
A hand grabbed him by the throat.
"You could have warned us," Nanny growled. "We were thrown all over the place. Where the hell are we? Is this Slake?"
A match flared and Igor lit a torch.
"We're near the castle," he said.
"Whose?"
"The Magpies."
"We're near the vampire's castle?"
"Yes. I think the old master did something to the road here. The wheels always come off as sure as eggs is eggs. Brings in the visitors," he said.
"It didn't occur to you to mention it,"
said Nanny, climbing out and giving Magrat a hand.
"Sorry. It's been a busy day."
Nanny took the torch. The flames illuminated a crude sign nailed to a tree.
"Don't go near the castle," Nanny read.
"Nice of them to put an arrow pointing the way to it, too."
"Oh, the master did that," said Igor. "Otherwise people wouldn't notice it."
Nanny peered into the gloom.
"And who's in the castle now?"
"A few servants.
Will they let us in?"
"That's not a problem."
Igor fished in his noisome shirt and pulled out a very big key on a string.
"We're going to go into their castle," said Magrat.
"Looks like the only place around," said Nanny Og, heading up the track. "The coach is wrecked. We're miles from anywhere else. Do you want to keep the baby out all night?" "A castle's a castle. It'll have locks. All the vampires are in Lunkra, and, well, it's what Esme would have done. I feels it in me blood."
A little way off, something howled. Nanny looked at Igor.
"Werewolf," she said. "That's right. Not a good idea to hang around, then."
She pointed to a sign painted on a rock.
"Don't take this quickest route to the castle," she read aloud. "You've got to admire a mind like that. Definitely a student of human nature."
"Won't there be a lot of ways in?" said Magrat as they walked past a sign that said, "Don't go near the coach park 20 yards on your left."
"Igor," said Nanny.
"Vampires used to fight amongst themselves," said Igor. "There's only one way in."
"Oh, all right, if we must," said Magrat. "You take the rocker and use nappy bag and the teddies. And the thing that goes round and round and plays noises when she pulls the string." A sign near the drawbridge said,
"Laughed chance not to go near the caftel."
And Nanny Og laughed and laughed.
"The Count's not going to be very happy about you, Igor," she said as he unlocked the doors.
"Thod him," he said. "I'm going to pack up my stuff and head for Blinth. There's always a job for an eagle up there. More lightning strikes per year than anywhere in the mountains, they say."
Nanny Og wiped her eye.
"Good job we're soaked already," she said. "All right, let's get in. And Igor, if you haven't been straight with us, I'll have your guts for garters."
Igor looked down bashfully.
"Oh, that's more than a man could possibly hope for," he murmured.
Magrat giggled, and Igor pushed open the door and hurriedly shuffled inside.
"What?"
said Nanny.
"Haven't you noticed the looks he's been giving you?"
said Magrat as they followed the lurching figure.
"What, him?"
said Nanny.
"Could be carrying a torch for you,"
said Magrat.
"I thought it was just to see where he's going,"
said Nanny, a little bit of panic in her voice. "I mean, I haven't got my best drawers on or anything."
"I think he's a bit of a romantic, actually,"
said Magrat.
"Oh, I don't know, I really don't," said Nanny. "I mean, it's flattering and everything, but I really don't think I could be going out with a man with a limp."
"Limp what?"
Nanny Ogg had always considered herself